You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
God's economy is not our economy. Take the example of debt. In our economy, there are many kinds of debt. There's financial debt. That's when we go to a bank to borrow money, to buy a house or invest in a business. There's emotional debt, as when through fidelity or love or duty, someone helps us get beyond a rough patch that we could not have done on our own. There's spiritual debt, as when a mentor or teacher or coach inspires us to do things that we did not think we could do. I'm not talking about any of that kind of debt this morning. In God's economy, the only debt that matters, perversely, is one that we could never repay, the debt of the sin of everyone in this room, the sin that results in death, death being the only form of payment acceptable for our rebellion against God. Yet, as we read in Colossians 2:14, God canceled the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Just as God's economy is not our economy, the Advent's operating budget is unlike most organizations' operating budgets. Most organizations establish what they believe to be a reasonable budget for the upcoming year, then set out to raise money to hit those targets. The Advent's annual budget is a faith-based budget, not a target-based budget. Stewardship drives the operating budget, not the other way around. Each year, we all wait prayerfully, actively, thoughtfully, to see what God will provide in stewardship season. Then, after that provision, the budget is confirmed and the ministries go forward. If the financial provision is not made in a year, then ministries are trimmed or even do not go forward. As you go forward from this place this morning, I pray that you consider that God's economy is not our economy. I pray that you reflect on the fact that our debt as individuals is not really financial or emotional or even spiritual. I pray that we all appreciate the cost of what we have been forgiven. Our debt was the debt of sin that, through no targeting of our own, has been nailed to the cross. Thanks be to God.